I'm going to take us back to the oceans and a really bizarre connection between some fantastic creatures called mantis shrimps, which have the most sophisticated eyes in the animal kingdom. And a brand new paper that's just hot off the press from a team of scientists who are examining just what lies behind those amazing eyes. And they've uncovered some tricks of nature that could find applications at the cutting edge of modern technology. And they might even spawn a new generation of DVDs and CDs. Well, last year, a paper in the journal...
CD. Sorry.
Oh dear. Last year, a paper in the journal Current Biology announced the discovery that mantis shrimps can see both linear polarised and circular polarised light. And now a team led by Nicholas Roberts from the University of Bristol here in the UK have discovered that mantis shrimps do this using a special light-sensitive cell, area of cells, in their eyes that act as a device known as a quarter wave plate. And essentially these plates convert circular polarised light into linear polarised light. And man-made quarter wave plates are vital components of DVD players and some camera filters, but they don't work nearly as well as the ones that have evolved in the eyes of mantis shrimps.
Why not?
Well, first of all, I think we need to get to the bottom very quickly about linear and circular polarised light. Normal light behaves like a wave and it vibrates in all different directions, and linear polarised light only moves in one plane. Circular polarised light moves in a helix, and it can go... And the amazing thing about mantis shrimps is... they can detect the difference between light, circular polarised light that goes left or right in this kind of helix. You can imagine it sort of moving through space. So that's what's going on here. And the reason that, the ultimate reason why the mantis shrimps do this well is because it's evolved through natural selection to perfectly be able to do this. You might ask, why do they need to see these lights?
Indeed, what's it do for them?
It's a great question, and a couple of different theories here. One is that where they live, which tends to be on coral reefs and shallow, bright water, there's lots of polarised light bouncing around in that environment, including off lots of things that they eat, which are things like fish. The silvery scales of fish do reflect polarised light, so being able to see that is good. Even clever, and I think this is fantastic, is what they discovered before in that earlier paper last year, was that parts of the mantis shrimp bodies actually reflect circular polarised light. But we don't think there's anything else in the animal kingdom that can see circular polarised light.
So it's a way of finding each other.
They've almost got this secret way of communicating, which is fabulous. So this could be why they need this. The eyes work on a very small scale. But it's the sort of micro-engineering, nano-engineering that nature can do that humans can't do so well. But perhaps now we can learn a thing or two from the mantis shrimps and produce better... optical devices in the future. But it's just, they're such great creatures. I've seen them in the wild, mantis shrimps, and you can see their eyes looking at you and wondering, because they've got trinocular vision. It's in each eye, it's extraordinary. And you just wonder, what do I look like to the mantis shrimp?
I was in a garden centre today looking at the fish swimming around in the aquarium section, and there was this spider crab sitting under a sort of log underwater, and it was looking at me. And I always think that, you know, when they're looking at you with these eyes, I mean, what are they actually seeing? What do they make of the person on the other side of the
exactly,
glass?
Exactly.
In my case, probably they think I'd rather that person wasn't there.